Hello everybody, it's me, Tall23, back with another video. Just gonna check the sound real quick, make sure it's working. There we go. Alright, so in this video I want to talk about this pandemic kind of thing, and mostly about the scare that's associated with it. I live in the state of Arizona, and there are, as of today, 18 confirmed cases, and yet people are acting like it's the end of the world. And honestly, I'm quite sick of it because there's a lot of myths surrounding this idea, this pandemic, and I just want to talk about it real quick and explain why it's not something you should be afraid of, and it's not worth all the big deal that's being made out of it by both the common people and the government, both the state government and the federal government. So all schools have closed in Arizona because of this. So currently I'm on break, spring break. I have 1 week left, but because in Arizona school, because of this coronavirus thing, the schools have been closed until March 27th. Now that gives me an extra week. I'm glad because I can get more work done, personal work. That's a thing, but I just think it's kind of silly that these things are closed. So I'm going to be talking about some statistics of both coronavirus and another virus, the flu, which is very common and which has been, you know, amongst people for as long as we know. It's, you know, there's been people who have been infected with the flu every year. So according to the CDC, the Center for Disease Control's 2019 to 2020 U.S. flu season estimate, 31 million Americans have caught the flu this season, which started on October 1st, 2019, and about 300,000 of those have been hospitalized. Now, the number of deaths from the flu since October 2019 is estimated to be between 12,000 and 30,000. Now, that's through February 1st. I read newer information on the website that up until about last week, there have been as many as 51 million flu cases and possibly as high as 55,000 flu deaths. The World Health Organization estimates that there are between 290,000 and 650,000 flu deaths worldwide every year. So if we take about the middle of that estimate, that's about 470,000 deaths from the flu worldwide every year. Now, since 2010, the lowest numbers have been 12,000 and the highest about 60,000 flu deaths per year. So again, taking an average, that's about 36,000 deaths from the flu every year on average. Now let's compare that to coronavirus. There are about 180,000 confirmed worldwide cases, and it's been a thing that the coronavirus started spreading only about 2 months ago. Now, about 80,000 of them have already recovered from the coronavirus, so there's only about 100,000 people who are still infected with it, who are still in danger, or in danger, as people will say. Now, there are some people, like I said, the 80,000 who have recovered from it, they've developed a natural immunity, they're no longer infected, they no longer have any of the symptoms of the disease, so they've recovered fully from the disease. Now, of the total people who have been infected, the 108,000, only 7,000 have died. That means that the death rate is only 4%, about 4%, and the World Health Organization back in March 3rd estimated it to be about 3.4% exactly. Now, about 6,000 more considered in serious condition, so that's 7,000% of how many, or not 7,000, 7% of how many are infected right now. So of all the people who have coronavirus, only 7% of them are in critical condition. That means people who have are possibly near death, who have been hospitalized, who are actually suffering from these symptoms that they have. Now, the majority of people, that would be 93% of people who have this disease, are in mild condition. They don't need to go to the hospital. It's just like a minor pain in the chest and a cough. That's pretty much all it is. It's not really anything particularly bad. Now, among those who are hospitalized, it's estimated that only about 15% end up dying. Now, here's what's important. The vast majority of those who have died from the coronavirus are the elderly. People from the ages of 10 to 39 only have a 0.2% death rate. Now, people from the age of 40 to 49 have a 0.4% death rate. In addition, those with no pre-existing health conditions only have a 0.9% chance of death as well. So even among older folk who are healthy without diseases like diabetes, high blood pressure, cardiovascular disease, and respiratory illnesses, the chance of death is much lower. So what makes no sense is why schools, which have people, the majority of the people there, like besides a few teachers, are between the ages of 10 and 19. Even though the death rate is 0.2%, the schools are being closed. Public gatherings are being discouraged, and people are getting scared over this. I went to the store the other day. I went to Walmart the other day, and then went to Safeway yesterday. At Walmart, they're almost out of toilet paper. They're almost completely out of water. Everybody I saw had a cart filled with stuff, filled with food, like they were trying to quarantine themselves, like they were like it was the apocalypse. Now, we just went there to get some dog food and cat food and just minor things like that. But the majority of people there had carts filled with water and toilet paper and just things like they won't be able to go out ever again, or at least for a couple weeks. It's just absurd. And the majority of the people there were not elderly people. They're middle-aged young people who are getting scared over this because it's pushed by the media and pushed by the internet as being a big deal. Now, like I said, my own state, Arizona, only has about 18 people who are confirmed with the coronavirus, yet they've shut down all the schools in the state. They've shut down other public gatherings. You can't go to the movie theater. You can't go out to eat. You can go through drive-thrus, but you can't like sit down in a restaurant. Things like that. They're all closed. Now, what doesn't make any sense is that the people who do have coronavirus are quarantined anyway. So it's not like they're going to go out into the world and start infecting people when they're either in the hospital or they're sitting at home quarantining themselves. So it's ridiculous. It's less widespread and it's less deadly than the flu, but nobody ever cares about the flu. There's never this mass hysteria over the flu. So this mass panic is just creating chaos and it's completely unnecessary. The statistics show that it's not a harmful disease to the majority of people. It's just another, it's less worse than the flu. It's not that bad. It's just another disease that just happened to come along. It's not like it's going to kill everybody. Now, there's could be possible reasons for why this is happening. My speculation, my theory is that this is just because the media is pushing it, because the governments are pushing this. I don't know why exactly. I've talked in the past on this channel about the plans of the New World Order. I haven't exactly discussed that a lot in a while. I've made videos about that like a long time ago, back in 2017. For the last few years, I've focused mainly on theological, historical things instead. But there's a thing called the Georgia Guidestones, and that thing was set up in, I don't know where exactly the place is, but somewhere in Georgia, and it's basically the New World Order's plan for the future, and one of them is to get the world population on under 500 million. And that was population control, population reduction has been the stated goal of other globalists like Bill Gates and David Rockefeller in the past as well, who have expressed their desire to lower the human population. And the reason for that is so they can use more of their own resources for themselves and to have an easier population to control, because the more the population grows, the more difficult it is for the elite to establish their new world order. So my theory is that the reason why they're doing this is because they want to introduce something that will be labeled as a vaccine, but isn't actually a vaccine. Now, a vaccine is when you inject part of a disease into your body and your body develops a natural immunity to it. So what I think that they're trying to do is to in the mass chaos, the mass panic that's being created, their plan is to develop some kind of cure or medicine, which is actually deadly. And people rushing towards that will basically kill themselves, unknowing of the damage that it'll do to them, thinking that this will prevent them from getting a coronavirus or heal them of the coronavirus, things like that. And thus, they will reduce the population. Now, I don't know if that's actually what's going to happen. Obviously, that's just speculation. That's just a theory. I don't know. I don't think it's the end of the world. It could be. We never know when that's going to happen exactly. But it's not like the Spanish flu or the Black Death. You know, if the Spanish flu happened again, that would be something to worry about. That killed 100 million people in 2 years. The Black Death killed 25 to 50 million people in just a couple years back in the 1300s. This, in, what, 2 months, has only killed 7,000 people? So if you do the math, if it stays constant, then it would only be, so 7,000 over 2 months, so 7,000 times 6, that would be 42,000. That's still about the same average as the flu every year. It's not a mass pandemic that's just going to destroy the world. Okay, really what it's doing is destroying our economy because people are not going to work. Businesses are closing down temporarily. The stock market is, you know, plummeting. It's just insane. So I felt like I needed to make this video because everybody's talking about it. It's just kind of the thing that's going on right now. You know, that's my opinion. That's my two cents about this. I don't have anything else to say, really. I don't want to talk about this ever again. It's not really that big of a deal, unless something else important happens. I won't really discuss this on my channel again. I'm just going to go back to, you know, my usual videos. So thank you, everybody, for watching. I hope you stay safe, and I hope you don't lose your mind over this thing, because it's not something to lose your mind over. I'm not afraid of going out in public. You know, they say, and I think our governor, Doug Ducey, said something like, he discourages public gatherings above 10 people. That's not going to stop me from going to church. That's not going to stop me from hanging out with my friends or doing any, you know, going to the store where there's more than 10 people there. I don't care at all. Like, and another thing before I close this video is, this is allergy season. I always get allergies during the month of March. It's just something that happens every year, and it's happened every year for the last few years. And so my allergies are something that people would be scared about. You know, if I start sniffing, if I start having some kind of sore throat as a result of something in my sinuses, then people will lose their mind over that. It doesn't necessarily mean I have coronavirus. It's just allergies. And, you know, those aren't contagious. So there's a lot of people who could be, you know, they go out in the public, they see somebody cough or sneeze or whatever, and then they get afraid. I think it would be kind of funny, you know, to just go into a Walmart and just start coughing and see how people react. Because people are losing their mind over it, as if they think that everybody has a coronavirus and that anybody they can interact with can have it. So that's just silly. So I have three people. Okay, no, you're wrong. The Bible was written in an age where all sexual energies, okay, towards filling women with many babies as early as often as possible. Don't know what that means or why it has anything to do with this video at all. Some fag. Anyway, so thank you, everybody, for watching. That's it for this coronavirus thing. Thank you, everybody, for watching. God bless you, and goodbye.